as expected, the California State Legislature passed the state budget yesterday. For some insight into it, we're joined by State Senator Bill Dodd of Napa. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
So you have been very concerned about the situation with the Oroville Dam in the past. Of course, we've got nice, bright, sunny skies, but that's not always what our weather is like, and we had a serious situation there. How does the budget address the safety of our dams and infrastructure?
Well, we've got an ongoing program since that happened. I mean, that was, a catastrophe, straight up. But the reality is I think the way the Department of Water Resources handled it, fortunately, nobody got hurt. There was no breaches, but there is money in this budget for dam safety. I'm not sure enough, but I know this governor is very, very concerned about it and watching it over it very, very carefully.
Let's talk about how the sausage gets made for a minute. For a number of years in California, you guys did not pass a budget on time. And then in 2010, Proposition 25 says, you guys don't get paid, you legislatures, unless you do get a budget on time. Does that affect how you guys do the budget?
You know, I've never heard, I've been in the legislature now. This is my third budget. I've never heard that expressed at all. But I am sure the timetable is designed to get done by the deadline, and I'm also sure that what happens is the budget goes through all the subcommittees in both houses, the Assembly and the Senate, and each house comes up with their budget proposal, and then the Assembly, the Senate, and the governor get together and start working on it. I think when they get to some things that are very, very hard, I'm not sure. Hey, look, I am positive there are legislators that, that absolutely depend upon their legislative paycheck to live. But at the end of the day, I think it's more about making sure we do it well. And then on top of it, sometimes doing it well is doing it on time, right? Just like on budget, on time.
Now, this budget also includes a bill to make the wait time to qualify a recall ballot measure a lot longer. Can you tell us about this and why it was included?
Yeah, there was when the gas tax was passed 6 weeks ago or so, maybe a little bit longer, but earlier this year, we had one of our Democrats down in Southern California, Orange County, won in a very, very contested, close race. And while all the Democrats went up on this vote to improve our roads and streets in the state of California and invest in the future, they chose to mount a recall effort. Not the people of Orange County, but Republican faction, and at the end of the from outside Orange County. And at the end of the day, what we started seeing is in and around the area in Orange County where they needed to get the signatures to qualify for the ballot, that it wasn't recall Josh Newman. It was, in fact, stop the gas tax. As people would come up, it's on video and photos and everything, people would come up and say, people would come into shop and they say, hey, do you want to sign a petition to stop the gas tax? Well, that's clearly illegal. It's clearly misrepresenting. And basically what was passed there was a change in the rules that would allow for more time for these type of things to be contested and more time for that procedure for getting the signatures.
Marijuana takes center stage in this budget as well. You guys merged some bills that have to deal with marijuana and the laws. And also you guys send a considerable amount of money behind the marijuana industry in the state. And you guys, it seems like you're almost betting that marijuana is going to be a big business for California.
Well, I think more than anything else, it is going to be a business in the state of California, whether we like it or not. And I'm not expressing any values there whatsoever. This is coming, and it's coming on January 1st. And so the makeup behind enforcement, the environmental issues and the testing issues and driving and the amount of money that needs to be spent to get us prepared to do this is absolutely incredible. And I want to credit two of my legislators that represents larger parts of Sonoma County actually than I do, Senator Mike McGuire and Assemblymember Jim Wood. They have been front and center in making sure that these investments are made to make sure that we get it right the first time. And we've been learning off the state of Washington and state of Colorado, but I really appreciate their leadership.
And then finally, if you can let us know if there's anything really in this budget that, that definitely impacts us here in the North Bay more than maybe other parts of the state.
Well, not so much. I mean, look at repairing the infrastructure and building roads. The budget accelerates $2.8 billion towards improving our roads. And we all know that Sonoma County has some of the worst roads in the state, and I think it's going to put a significant dent in the backlog of maintenance. I think the other thing, though, that Sonoma County gets, along with other counties, in education. We have really, really boosted our education funding for K through 14 schools. It's going to grow $3.1 billion over the 16-17 level. And it's an increase of $1 billion just since January alone, and $27.3 billion since over the last 6 years since the economic downturn. So it's really important. This is our future generations. We're spending more. I still don't think it's enough. I think that we need to continue on this pace and continue spending more money. This is the future workforce, and the idea that we're not spending as much money in the state of California as some really small states, and we're the sixth largest economy in the world. We still have work to do.
Thank you so much for taking time to speak with us this morning.
Anytime. Thank you for having me.
That is State Senator Bill Dodd of Napa.